Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Woohoo! Woo! He's doing something. I don't know. And then I hear my wife go, night! Go night-night! So now I hear my wife. She's pissed. It's like 2 and change. 2:40. 3:40. He's making some other noises, and I hear my wife now pick him up, and she's walking through the house. I think she's now going, I'm just going to throw him in his bed, in his, you know, his toddler bed, let him sit in there, and he's going to go back to sleep.
Let him cry it out.
Right. And you know what? I'm fine with that. Good. I'm sure I had to do that. I'm sure we all had to do that. We don't remember, but I can imagine it was a lot worse for us than it is for my coddled little child right now.
Yeah, my mom used to tell me about it.
Yeah, the stories are what? Lock in the room, pitch black, go to sleep, no one's coming to get you. All right, so I hear it happening because now I'm near that room. I'm on that side of, like, the house. Then I hear my son laughing again, except now he's banging on the wall. Oh, and that's no. What normally happens after he, like, wakes up from a nap. Just to kind of let the whole house, he's like Bam Bam from the Flintstones, just to let everyone know I'm awake. I hear my wife now pitter-pattering through the house again with the feet, but now I hear with a couple curse words flying out there, and I'm like, this is not good. It's now 2 hours and change since he woke up. I've already given him melatonin. I've given him everything that the doctor is okay with me. I'm ready at this point now to just give him a glass of Zafra rum and see if what happens at that point.
Are you sure you don't want to extend the show and maybe, like, say you got to go somewhere else so you don't have to go back home?
No, yeah. Actually, I'm doing Zaz's show today also. We're going 8 hours straight.
There you go.
Right. Yeah, so when I left the house, he was sitting up in the bed.
Smiling.
Smiling in the dark with his little binky.
Oh, man.
And I could just hear my wife under her breath. Every curse word imaginable, she is saying 10 times a piece. And that's how my morning started. So happy Monday. Good
happy
morning
Monday
to everybody. I'm sure everyone's went through something like that, so I'm just bitching and complaining because I can. There's a mic in front of me, a red light's on, and I'm allowed to do that right now. Otherwise, we got plenty of stuff that we are going to actually talk about that is sports-related. But I could just imagine that a lot of people went through that. I just went through that in the last 4 hours. So I just want to let everyone know.
Stories like this is what continues for me to hold off on having kids right now because I had a friend yesterday say, hey, what are you doing? Said, you guys going on the boat today? And I was like, nah, you know, I'm going to keep it chill on Sunday. I'm going to relax, clean up, do some laundry,
right,
errands. He's like, I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, yeah, I got the two crying babies.
Right.
I'm like, yep, I'm going to hold off a little bit longer.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, I am no expert. I'm not pretending to be an expert. I've only had a kid for 4.5 years. It's not like I've got a 13, a 19-year-old, one grad. I got friends that like have an 18-year-old kid.
It might be easier, though, right?
Right. Yeah, but they went through all of that when in, like, their early 20s. I'm going through that in my early 40s and my late 30s. Like, it's a little different. I'm not as quick on my feet as I used to be. I'm a little more agitated when need be. My wife this morning proved to me probably should have had this kid about 18 years ago, not 4.5 years ago.
Oh, I'll be in that same boat then in a couple years if
yeah,
it does happen.
Listen, enjoy it. It's fun. I love my kid. There are moments where this happens where I want to throw something through a window. Not my kid, but like something through a window. A chair, something. My wife probably would have thrown me through a window if I would have stayed in the house any longer. But there you go. That's life coming at you full circle. And that's how I started my Monday morning. I hope everyone else does a little bit better of a start of their Monday morning or late Sunday night. Tampa Bay won, lost last night. I had them, by the way, they were down 2-0 in that series. And we're not going to talk a ton of hockey, but there was Stanley Cup last night. They were down 2-0, and I said to Joe on the air, dude, they're going to win the series.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I did. I was like, they're going to win the series. I'm like, I get it. Tampa Bay, you just can't bet against that team. It's that team that's just there, sitting there. They've two-time champion. Then they won that game three, and I was like, Joe,
if they would have tied it up on that controversial call 2-2, right, then I would have gave it to them.
Right.
Because they would have Mr. Moe going
in
their
favor.
But
right.
3-1?
I know. Then they make it 3-2, and I'm like, this is it, Joe. Here it comes. And Colorado wins last night 2-1. So they capture the Stanley Cup for the first time since 2001. Marlins won yesterday also in a walk-off home run. Or not walk-off, but in the eighth inning, they win 3-2. So there was some sports going on. But I'm going to be honest, probably the biggest event over the weekend was probably locally down here. It was pretty cool, something that Brian was at. And we're going to talk to Randall Hill this morning about it also. The Legends Camp. I want to get into that. I want to talk about that. This is the first time I got to talk to you about your thoughts on everything new at the University of Miami right now, from coaching staff to players to commits yesterday to everything that went on. But I got to say this. If I was a 17- or 18-year-old kid, with probably 100 offers, I'm that good. I'm a 3-, 4-, 5-star kid, and I get invited to this Legends Camp, and I walk in there, and at every basically position that is being played, whether you're on defense or offense, you're there with one of these guys. And you know what I'm talking about, these guys. You're one of those guys. That's pretty cool. But for someone that went to the school, played there and everything, and to see all those players come in and see the recruits, I could only imagine it was pretty awesome weekend, a pretty awesome day in general for you, and then to see all your buddies and all the ex-players, because I know you guys are a family. Like, I get it. I understand how it is. But how was it? Like, tell me a little bit about it. Tell me everything about it.
I mean, listen, that's one thing that separates, our school from a lot of different schools. Everyone preaches brotherhood and family, but, it really is. We have one of the best fraternities, and you hear it so often from other players too, at other schools. And at first, they like to, joke around and give you a little hate, like, yeah, you guys this. And then suddenly they get around you and you're like, well, damn, you guys are right. You guys really have this weird brotherhood and family that you really preach. And it is different, and it's so great to get the guys back, because you get in the big room and you guys are just saying what's up, catching up, joke stories about what happened in school, after school, the whole nine yards. And, we have one of our own now back in as the head coach. And Mario gets it. Everyone, you hear all the different words used to describe Mario, and 9 times out of 10, they are true. Intense, hungry. He would have thrived in your story with the baby because he doesn't sleep.
Right.
He literally doesn't sleep.
I should have called Coach and asked him.
He would have been up.
Dude, I need your help.
He literally would have been up.
I got some cafecito at the house. He would have came right over and that would have been fine. You're right.
I think his schedule is something like 12:30, he goes to bed and gets up at 4:30, and he's back to work, and that's really his schedule. He's a grinder, but look, I think for the weekend, just the weekend itself, I think it was great. It was a great turnout of former players from all groups, from the '80s teams, from the Michael Irvins of the year, the Kenny Holmes, the '90s teams. We had the Reggie Waynes of the worlds out there, the 2000s, Antrell Roll, John Beeson, Brian McKinney. We had I was happy to see more of the younger guys showing up, right? Obviously, we have the last two first-round picks. They showed up, Greg Russo, Jalen Phillips.
That's awesome.
From the Dolphins,
right.
Which
That's
is great.
Awesome.
You had Deion Bush showing up. You had Duke Johnson showing up. So I think it's great to have that wide spectrum of ages, because, you got all types of recruits that come to this, right?
Right.
There are some guys that know nothing about history and college football, like myself. When I was getting into college football, I knew nothing about college football. Then you get guys that are just nuts about college football. I know every single thing. This is my idol. He played in the 90s. He played in the 2000s. Oh, but that's Greg Russo. I just saw him pick off Patrick Mahomes in the NFL this year. So I think that was something I liked about it, is how many guys really showed up. I think it's probably might be the most guys that we've had coaching or just showing up and just supporting as far as alumni base.
That's awesome. That's
and
great.
And then the recruits,
Forget
about it. I mean, you had 5-star here, 5-star here. I'm like, damn, Coach, how many 5-stars you got? Because, there's only like, 30-something 5-stars, 20-something 5-stars
right.
every year. And I think they had 3 an unofficial visit this weekend,
wow.
Maybe 4. Then some 5-stars from a 2024 class. Lots of 4-stars, lots of big-time players. So it's exciting to see that. you know, in this short time that Mario's been here, he's been able to get the talent on campus, right? And you're only looking at coaches say like, hey, if he can sign 25 to 30% of these guys that come on campus, you're going to be successful.
Right.
And as you could tell yesterday, they got the young man from California, the quarterback. And, you know, we'll ask more about Gabby when he comes on in the 8 a.m. slot to tell us more about that. But you look from afar when you look at a quarterback like that, just looking at the film that they put out there, that's what you need. And it's a guy that can – you saw what Texas just did, right, with Archie Manning.
They
went from being somewhere, I don't know, in the 40s in the rankings of, you know, recruiting to now they're like top five.
Right.
Because as soon as he signs, everyone else is like, oh,
I want to play with him. Yeah.
So it's like, oh, this running back, oh, this tackle. So now all of a sudden they shot up. This is the type of young man, Jaden Rashada, that can do that for the University of Miami. And I would expect to see some of these local receivers that were on the fence jump on board. You know, for me, it's the big boys. We need the big boys. And that's something that we've, you know, lacked in the recruiting department for years. I always tell people, I think the last time we had like a really good offensive line was probably that 2013 offensive line with Linder and all those guys.
Right.
Every single one of them went and played in the NFL. Some of them are still playing in the NFL. Linder just retired. If you don't have the offensive line and defensive line, you're not going to win football games. And I think that's what Alex Maribel, the new offensive line coach, and Coach Cristobal are really going to change. And I think that's going to be the biggest effect you see in recruiting moving forward. Now, it's going to take some time.
No, of course
it is. You know, everyone just thinks like,
that.
Oh, yeah, hey, this year you're going to go this. And I'm like, hey, he's still working with players
right,
that
let
he
him
didn't
breathe.
Recruit. Like,
right.
Let him get his hands on it. Let him get his guys in it. And it's going to change because everything from Coach Fell, from the strength coach and what they're doing workout department has changed. You know, coaching philosophies changed. Work ethic has changed. Studying habits have changed. It's just literally a different program. If you walk in there, you think it's more of like a NFL program like we had back in the day or an SEC program just from the top to bottom as far as how many coaches did you have on staff? How many strength coaches? That's what amazed me. Literally, they probably have 2 to 3 head strength coaches in their department right now. Like, literally,
that's
probably
impressive.
Probably would leave in the next couple years for being great and successful.
Sure,
how they have
sure.
To you. So that's what you want to see from the coaching department. Now, it's going to take Mario and the rest of the guys to bring in the kids that you need to take that next step and say, hey, we're going to compete in the ACC. Hey, we're back into the playoff contention. Hey, we're back in the national championship contention. It's going to take a couple years, but,
right.
I mean, listen, you see some of the bodies on the recruits that were in there this weekend. I was like, damn, what are they feeding these kids nowadays?
Right,
I mean, everyone's 6'7", 6'6", 300. So I'm like, yeah. Well,
just wait till they get NIL deals from these steakhouses down here, too. That's
going to
end up happening, too.
Man, I wish NIL was around when I was back in the day. I don't care if I was a punter. I'm getting some deals,
Of
boy.
Course you
what?
Are. Right.
Man.
Well, I've got a ton more to ask to go through with Brian. I was very excited, to do the show with Brian this week. But the minute he told me I'm going to be at that Legends camp, there's my insider. I don't need to show up. I don't need a media credential that day. I have Brian, and I know he talked to everybody. He's seen everybody. I want to ask about, you just mentioned Maribel. I want to talk about some of the other coaches too.
Yeah.
Because when you look at the list of guys that they have on their staff now, you talked about a professional team and
it's
the
impressive.
NFL. It's impressive. So we're going to go over all that stuff. A lot to go through today. We got some NBA stuff that I want to go through also with Brian. Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, what's going to end up happening with these dudes? Like, there's a lot going on. And to be honest with you, there's a major thing going on in the NFL starting tomorrow. It's Deshaun Watson's hearing to see what's going to end up happening with him. I have no idea what to expect from this, how long the suspension is going to be, I have no idea. We're going to get into all of it. We'll talk about all that stuff. Brian Monroe is here. Vlad's here with us as well. Joe and Hollywood out for a couple days for vacation before football starts, because once they get back and I get back, we're full throttle into camp starting for the Canes, camp starting for the Dolphins, the rest of the NFL, and we are getting into the football season once again. Let's take a break. It's the Joe Rhodes Show. We're back right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I do like the fact that when Vladdy's here, we don't have to worry about Joe not knowing the music either.
And listen, I know this song. It's a good song on Monday right here.
Listen, we need this all morning. Like, all the people out there going to work, heading to work, and going to be in traffic, stuck all. I know what it's like. I got to read the traffic. I see the congestion. I mean, people are going to be pissed off in the morning, right?
The good thing is I went from live to 11 straight here, so this is the type of your music money. I was doing the whole night, so we're good.
Your money there. That's Brian Monroe. He's filling in for Joe.
I believe you,
this
too.
This week. Right. There's Vlad filling in for Hollywood. Everyone now. Of course you believe him. What do you mean?
Okay, maybe not on Monday. I mean on a Sunday
night. But isn't Sunday night like the big night at live?
Yeah, no, Sunday and live is good.
See, I'm
real good. You been yet?
Been near it.
Have you ever been to Live yet?
I've been to Live once. Yeah. I was at Live once.
Like a night out or like a Dolphins like unveiling the jerseys?
No, it wasn't like a cheerleader competition. And I was like, no.
A bar mitzvah or something?
It wasn't
early?
A bar mitzvah either. It's a funny story because it goes back to probably that, you know, everyone's got that one story they might have told about 100 times.
Yes.
But it's really good.
Yep.
My story when it comes to Live, I think it was 3 different clubs that night. Live was one of them. It was after an A-Rod poker tournament. He had a celebrity poker tournament in Indian Creek. That's that really
nice area,
like 10 houses in that area. Shula used to live there.
We know that name.
Right. So Indian Creek. And I went, and my plus one for the poker tournament was, it was me and Joe, but Joe couldn't go. I went with Louie, the cameraman from CBS4. I don't know if you know. He's about as crazy as you can get. And he knows, like, the A-Rod, like, the brotherhood of A-Rod people.
Okay.
They all grew up together, play baseball together.
Oh, so you good money. You going
so
on the
I
club
was like,
tour
all right,
afterwards.
I'm good.
Yeah.
So I just remember walking into this. And, like, for me, it's still, I mean, this is a while back, maybe a couple years into radio. Still pretty cool to see, like, celebs walking around and, like, star athletes. Now I'm kind of immune to it. I walk by, like, Mike Lerner. I'm like, hey, what's up, Mike? This and that. Not that I'm trying to be cool. It's just, it is what it is. But back then, it was like, I saw anybody. I was like, holy bleep, like. That's it. So I walk in, like, we get there, we park, and A-Rod comes out to greet us because he knows Louie, and he, like, knows me from the Joe Rose Show. I don't – A-Rod knows who Zach is? No, that's impossible. It's like, hey, guys, how you doing? Come on in, this and that. Well, fast forward, we go through the whole night. I bump into, like, Jeremy Shockey at the bar. Cool stuff all night. I could name drop for
Shockey
a couple.
Out.
Right, at the bar, too. Phil Hellmuth was, like, the poker, like, pro that night. There was a lot of cool things.
What is that,
things.
The poker brat is his nickname?
Right. That's exactly what it is. Lots of cool things and people at that night. Although, at the end of the night, everyone, all right, poker tournament's over. Everyone, thank you so much for coming out. Really appreciate it. We brought in, you know, $350,000 for this charity, which is really cool. So I'm with Lou, and me and Lou are, like, kind of walking out, and then I get a tap on the shoulder. It's from the guy that's best friends with A-Rod, and he's like, hey, stick around for a couple minutes. I'm like, all right. I'm like, that's pretty cool. Maybe A-Rod would say goodbye. How is this even possible? Where am I? Somebody wake me up and pinch me. And then I just get, like, another, like, tap on the shoulder. He's like, hey, we're going to leave in, like, 20 minutes. We have a couple VIP tables at a couple of the clubs in South Beach. You guys come with us. I'm like, yep.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm good. Live, mansion, somewhere else were the destinations. And I just remember at that point, I don't even know if mansion's even around it.
No, mansion's gone. I was thinking of what clubs it could have been back then. Maybe Privé, Opium Garden?
Maybe. Yeah. Like, I don't remember the name. At a certain point, I stopped even
knowing.
Crowbar
Days?
Maybe, sure. I was walking
glass,
in
maybe.
Wherever.
Yeah. Oh, Glass.
Wherever
Monday night.
A-Rod's people were telling me to walk, because that's where we were walking right into and their bottles were sitting on the table, I was going. I just remember that we had breakfast because that was the next thing. The sun was up. We all had breakfast together. And then I went home and I was like, there's no way that just happened. And I'm going to be able to tell the story the rest of my life. And there you go. But yeah.
But how good was it a night if you remember that much of it? If it was all bottles on top of everything. Like,
I remember that there were bottles. I don't remember what clubs I was at. And I remember
right,
I had pancakes for breakfast. They were really good.
David's Cafe. Where'd you guys eat?
There was a deli. Joe. It was a deli down there.
The deli on Collins Ave, but it's closed now.
Right, it's closed. It's not there anymore. So whatever that place was, that's where
we
all
was
had
behind
breakfast.
Cameo and Crowbar.
It's possible that was the last place we went to. No idea. So there you go. That was my night that night. But that was my cool story. Right. So yeah, going back to have
hey,
I been
to
live?
Live. There you go.
Yeah, I think I was there once.
There you go.
I think so.
Good times.
Right. And then that's how I always remember it's just like, oh, Sunday night at Live is the big night.
Yeah, Live on Sunday. I mean, listen, Lil Wayne really made that.
That's probably where I figured out that it was a pretty good night.
You know, he dropped it in the song and
right.
It blew up and now everybody considers the best party in the world and everybody's there. It's just, I just don't get it. Like, don't you guys work on Monday?
Right.
Like, a lot of people there, I'm like, don't you guys got to get up?
Is it like a beach club during the day? Because
like,
if it's that
I
night,
get
I can't
the younger
do
ones,
it.
Like right. The 21-year-old, 22, 23, them kids just ready to go. But, like, you see the 30-some-year-olds, and I'm like, but I got to get up. I'm not going. No, sorry, I can't do whatever.
Sunday night at a club, I just would never think ever that would be a big night.
It's cracking.
Best right. night ever.
Real, like, cracking. I just would never think that in a million years.
It's cracking.
Wow.
And now the thing that sucks is, like, now you got Live, and normally you could just go home. When everybody wants to go some other establishment I've heard about called 11. Never been there before, so I'm not saying anything, but I heard it's open for a long time.
Never been there before.
Never been there before.
Yeah. Not hard to believe. Yeah.
It's aesthetically, it's an aesthetically beautiful place.
Right,
I heard
right.
The build that was really nice.
Maybe we'll have to try that one day just to figure out what is really going on there.
Do a show
11.
From there one time.
Right, yeah. Listen, Vlad knows my first night in the radio business ever as an intern. You know, the dude that brings the donuts in because he's trying to kiss some serious ass.
Yeah.
I walked into our old building at 560 WQAM. I'm talking, it looks like now about 20 years ago. And I walk in and Paulie the White Guy is upstairs. He is the board op that night. And he just goes, hey, bro, you're not supposed to be here. They're at the Cheetah. Everyone's waiting for you. You're the intern, right, Zach? I'm like, yeah. He goes, yeah, they're waiting for you at the Cheetah. And it was Hallandale Beach Boulevard, I think it was.
Cheetah and Hallandale.
And I get over there.
That's still around, isn't it?
They're doing a show. Dirty Boys did a show from 2 to 6 a.m.
Dirty Boys.
Yes. And our guy behind the glass was part of the Dirty Boys. Vlad was a big part of the Dirty Boys show overnight show.
Might have
show.
Been the dirtiest of them boys.
Right. Probably. I didn't want to say it. I was waiting for you to say it. 2
to 6 a.m.
2 to 6 a.m. every night, just like we do the morning show.
Somebody listens at that time?
You'd be surprised.
Oh, a lot of people listen at
how
that
many
time.
People?
Really?
Trademark things they would do during their show. You had Brooklyn used to do all. I mean, there was a lot of interesting stuff used to happen, but that was my first night in radio. My first kind of, hey, you're the intern in radio. And it was at the Cheetah.
I hope you were single at that time because that's going to be a little
hard. I
was
single.
We were all single.
We were all single at the
time.
Where were you? Cheetah, doing the show. Yeah.
You're right.
Right.
Right. That's it. We played a game that night, Survivor Cheetah.
Survivor Cheetah.
Right.
Is this kind of like Bingo Cheetah? Or
it was kind of like three dudes sitting on chairs with three of the women that worked at the establishment. And if you were the last one to be very happy at that point, you won or not. And I felt like there was a lot of pressure on me. So I did my thing I normally do. I just named the Dream Team, the 92 Dream Team and the 96 Dream Team, shut my eyes and go from there. And I won Survivor. And they all thought that something was wrong with me that night. Another story for another time.
Hey, you won, though.
I did win. I don't know what I won.
At all costs.
I think I won a shot. I don't winning. Even remember. Right. I won.
I just
right.
want to win.
All about winning, and I won that night. Probably didn't want to, at the grand scheme of things, win that, but I did win at the end of the night. So there you go. So you're in a lot of history in 28 minutes so far of what's going on here on the show. All right, so let's get back to regular stuff, normal stuff that won't get us in trouble probably. That was the Legends Camp this weekend. I wanted to ask you about the coaching staff. You mentioned Alex Mirabal, Charlie Strong. These are not even the coordinators. We're just talking about just some of the coaches. I'm not even going to the coordinators yet. Just the coaches. Forget about the guys that are actually running the defense, running the offense. We'll get to them in a second. It's impressive. And I know from a former player, you got to look and see and go, wow. Because Mario by himself, I get it. His presence, I get that. We can get into that, and we will. Randall Hill's going to join us. I want to hear his kind of everything on the coaching staff too. But just the regular coaches, the normal everyday coaches on here, and maybe a mentor or two that's in the Hall of Fame at defensive line. It's impressive. And I can imagine what you've seen so far. You got to like what you're seeing from those coaches.
Well, you know, you take a step back and just look at what he's brought in. And if you would have said, you know, when he had one coach, what he had two coaches when he finished his first class here last year, and everybody's making fun of him on Twitter and stuff like, you know, you can't recruit, you can't do this, I ain't got no coach. Nobody wants to work with Mario. And I just, you know, I heard some of the names that have been floating around, you know, the area, and I'm just like, if he's able to pull this off, this might be, you know, the most historical, most prestigious, most accolades, I don't know how you want to describe it, coaching staff in University of Miami history coming into it. Now, obviously, we had the Jimmy Johnsons and the Butch Davis, but that's after what they did. This is, these guys have already done it. You know, and you start seeing these names, and I think the one that's, you know, jumped out to me the first when I went to practice in spring is the defensive backs coach we took from the national champs.
Right, Georgia. That's
from Georgia, I think, is the die. And you watch him coach and you listen to what he's saying and you're like, wow, this is different. Because the things that he was saying and the different types of drills that they were doing, you hadn't seen or heard in a while. His way of teaching, the communication, the intensity was all stepped up. So that was of a little bit of an eye-opener for me in saying, okay, we got something here. Because, you know, obviously he went from West Virginia having the number one, you know, defensive backs room when he was at West Virginia. Georgia steals him. He wins a national championship. He was a recruiter of the year. He comes down here. You know, I think everybody was a little bit like, ah, we suck again. We lost the previous defensive backs coach to Alabama. And I go, listen, relax. Mario's got a plan. Let him do his thing. Nah, he's horrible. You can't let this guy go T-Rob this. And I'm like, yeah, we weren't that great last year.
Right.
You know,
right.
I get he's a great recruiter, but he didn't do that great for us. Right. For other previous stops, great. He's going to kill it at Alabama because it's Alabama. And then Cristobal just slowly does his thing and starts bringing in these names. And I'm like, how's he pulling this off? Because it seemed like every week, press this coach right here. Oh, I'm like, okay, you got Charlie Strong to come in and be a linebackers coach and give him a co-defensive coordinator name?
That's all it took, right?
Say that again. Charlie Strong, previous head coach, previous great DC at Florida, as you know well.
I wasn't very – as someone who is still a Gator at heart, I hear Charlie Strong coming here to be the linebackers coach. And I'm like, how is Mario pulling this off? How's he getting these guys? How's he getting these names in here like this?
We're gonna have to talk about your team in a little bit too, as well. A little bit later, there's some things going up in UF that maybe we can ask Gabby about. But we definitely got to talk about Florida today as well. But yeah, you know, you look around and you see the coaching staff that he's been able to bring in. Because to me, obviously, linebackers is one of the weakest positions that the Canes had last year.
Talked about it for years now.
For years, and you bring in a guy like Coach Steele, who's been all over the SEC, Florida State, and you bring in Charlie Strong to fix that area. I'm just like, damn. Mario's doing it. Then you see some names like we don't know who he is, but Jason Taylor as an analyst.
Right.
I says, say that again. And one of the guys inside the, you know, one of the guys I know in there told me some of the names. And I said, he's not going to be able to pull that off. Like, why are you going to leave TV and radio and do it? And he's like, I'm like, well, if you really want to get into real coaching and not really get into coaching, like the recruiting aspect and have to, an analyst is the best way to go. So I said, all right, let's see if you can pull it off. And then you went and got Jason Taylor as an analyst. And then you went and just hire Alonzo Highsmith as the GM.
Right.
I mean,
it's an all-star cast of characters.
It is an all-star cast from top to bottom. Can't forget Coach Gattis bringing in the reigning.
Oh, yeah. Broyles by the way, don't forget about winner, him. Right.
Who is one of the top recruiters as well. We saw when he was at Alabama as the wide receivers coach. This is what you do to, you know, be successful. As a head football coach, you have to be a great CEO. You know, everyone knows always like, oh, yeah, this head coach. And I go, yeah, but look at his assistants. And the reason why Nick Saban is so successful, how many of his coaches go on to be head coaches?
Right.
No, they don't. They're not always successful after him.
But they get hired every year.
But they get hired every year. Yeah. You know, Belichick's tree. I mean, how many of those guys went on to be NFL head coaches?
And they were stunk. Most of them stunk when they left. Most of them stunk. Right.
But you surround yourself by great coaches and be a great CEO. And that's how you become successful in college football. So, first part's out the way. Hire a home run coaching staff. Now, we decided to turn into the SEC as well and have 50 analysts all over the place, just breaking down film, looking at this, greeting people at the door. I can't even keep up with the guys in the room now. Like, I mean, you walk into the recruiting department, I think I met 10 new young ladies and young men. They're like, oh, hey, how you doing? Recruiting this. Hey, how you doing? Recruiting. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
The game has changed.
The game has changed. I mean, you know, obviously with NIL coming in, you have to literally hire new positions that we've never heard about before in college football. They were all under the table like, hey, this is your bad guy. This is your, hey, this he takes care of that.
Right.
Now it's all, we need a position for it.
That's it.
Now you have 3-4 people in the creative department because now you have all the social media that these kids love these edits everywhere. I'm like, what the hell?
I like the pictures. Every time a recruit comes on campus, you see the picture of the recruit in a jersey with like 9 different coaches all going crazy around him.
See, I don't think that would have worked back in the day with some of my teammates.
Yeah, a little different. Well, times have changed.
Because they're just wired differently.
Right.
Right? Like guys would be like, I'm committed here, but you want me to go to my rival and put on the jersey? Nah, that ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. It's just not. You're going to be like, hell nah. I'm good.
It's different now.
It really is.
Those kids take about 12 different pictures now.
And I feel that's why I never could get into coaching. Everyone's like, oh, when you get a coach, you'd be a great coach. I'm like, do you see some of these kids nowadays? The entitlement that some of them have, what they say. And you can't coach the way that we were coached. You know, like my coach, Don Solinger, was at Legends
Camp. Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows Coach Solinger. I mean, probably one of the best running backs coach. And one of the legends as a high school coach, Southridge and all over.
Of course.
In Miami. Saul couldn't coach. And Saul would look at you in the face and go, bro, I couldn't do it. Hate that damn transfer portal. I think I would throw somebody out of a room. And it's true because the way that these guys were raised, the way that they were taught to coach is completely different now. Like you really can't really drill into a kid because you kind of feel like, well, what if somebody's videotaping? What if this goes viral? Like it's tough. It really
what if it hurts
tough.
Their feelings and they tell 10 of their buddies and all of a sudden you lose 6 recruits?
And that's the thing is that we appreciated that tough love. And Mario is bringing a lot of that tough love back because you just have to do it and handle it the right way. Unfortunately, some of our coaches didn't handle it the right way. But we appreciated that type of coaching style and we loved it. Now, at first I was like, damn, he just said what to me? Like Coach Saul used to say some stuff in the newspaper. I was like, damn. Like, I'm so glad we don't have social media and go viral.
Yeah, right.
If you missed the newspaper, you didn't miss that line. But I think Coach would have been viral many times.
Weekly.
Oh, my God. Right. I mean, I remember him saying to a running back, I could get a cone to do what you just did in the game. Or I could get a bum off US1 to do what you just did on that play. You know,
I like that.
It's just one of those things that, you know, the game changes. You know, talking to the coaches, they're like, listen, we just have to change how we handle things because a lot of these young men want to just go ahead as soon as something doesn't go right. And now you bring in the component of the NIL, which has changed up everything.
Talk about changing the game. This totally did.
I love because now it's an even playing field for all teams. And as many rival fans that I talk to or fans are just of other college football, it didn't go on. I go, this has been going on since the 70s, 60s, 80s, whatever you want to say. Being paid, I know personal players from Florida State, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. Tons of them that'll tell you exactly how much they got, how much they turned down. And I remember literally talking to our young guys saying, yo, what's up with this guy? Like, we can't afford him. I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, we can't afford him. He's getting 80 from Georgia.
Right.
He's getting 125 from Georgia. I'm like, really? They're like, yeah. They're like, he's just coming to hang out. I'm like, damn. So to me, I love it.
Right.
I love the NIL thing.
But you couldn't sit there and coach.
No, and I could not be a coach. No.
By the way, it starts not only that, but in the state of Florida, I know that there's other states that don't have this happening. California, I think, does.
California
have
gets paid the high school kids now, right?
And not only that, but here, just in the state of Florida, you could transfer high schools about 8 times.
Well, that's another thing.
So it doesn't just start like when you get to school.
No, all of
a sudden, because that was the whole mystique of the University of Miami. As much I grew up down here, I grew up in the Orange Bowl. My dad had season tickets. I went to those games in the 80s. A lot of them, even as a young kid, 5-6 years old, I was in the Orange Bowl. I was in row X, whatever it is, on the fence in the Orange Bowl. That's where my dad had tickets. Okay, so with all that said, the best mystique was okay. The Hurricanes have 6 running backs that could all start. 3 of them aren't going to play this season at all, but by the next year, the year after, they're going to be All-Americans. They have 5 defensive linemen right now that have to rotate because all 5 could be first-round picks. And, yeah, of course, the quarterback position for years, it was like, okay.
It's stacked.
Stacked, and you had these guys. Nowadays, like, that's why I look at, like, even the running back, and we'll just, and I'm not saying anything, I know anything going on there. The running back room right now for the Hurricanes is stacked.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me. Now, guys are injured and guys are coming back. That's one thing. But when all these guys are at full strength, it'd be amazing to me to keep all these guys on the roster because of the fact that these guys, not only do they want to play and start in this, but right now. I don't want to wait. I transferred here to play. Parrish transferred here to play now. I'm not waiting on the bench to play. Chaney's coming back from injury. He wants to play now. Knighton coming back. He wants to play now. And you look at it and go, if this is happening anywhere else, if this was USC, if it was Alabama, if it was here, all of a sudden you'd see a guy at the bottom of the list transfer out. I haven't seen that yet. Not to say it might not happen. It could. You never know what could happen in the next month and a half, 2 months before they actually start playing. But to me, that was the mystique in the 80s and the early 90s with the Hurricanes. Deep at every position. And we go back to the 1 or 2 rosters in the early 2000s where you have guys that were pros and guys are going to be in the Hall of Fame.
And third
that, that were third on the depth chart that weren't playing, that were just sitting out for a season knowing that they're going to play in a year and be the stud on the team. You just don't see that anymore.
Well, that's Mario's challenge, right? Mario's challenge is get the right mindset guy coming out of high school, right? That's what Nick Saban's done an amazing job at. Obviously, being successful doesn't hurt. You know, guys know that I'm going to have to go compete when I go to Alabama. And if I don't win the job, there's going to be a 5-star kid behind me. And if I don't win the job the next year, there's going to be another 5-star kid behind me. So then you work just that much harder. You study that much harder because you know your job's not safe. You know, there's been times around here where guys just got comfortable and knew they didn't have to do anything extra because, the kid behind me, he's not going to play.
No.
Or I'm seniority, so I'm going to play.
Regardless.
And that's one of the things that Mario has to eliminate in the program. And you saw it. You saw some guys transfer. You will see some more guys transfer, I'm sure, which is okay with me. And you have to stack talent. You have to stack talent. Everyone's like, oh, why are we getting another quarterback? I'm like, what do you mean? Why are we getting another quarterback?
Not?
Did you see what Texas just did?
Right.
They got 3 5-star quarterbacks in a row.
Right.
Literally in a row. And that's what you have to do because you have to show these young men that you don't need 4 years of starting to go to the NFL. You really don't. What you need is take 2 years, get your body and your mindset right. That third year, you're either going to start or you're going to be a core special teams player, and then you're going to go to league. Or that third year, you're going to be a core special teams player, a role player, and then that fourth year, you're going to be a starter, and you go to the league. That's how all the great teams do it. I mean, look at Bama. What do their quarterbacks do in a row? Jalen Hurts played, 1.5 years, 2 years? Tua played 2 years.
Mac.
I don't know, I like to say his name, but you know that guy that's playing for that team up north?
Right.
He played 1 year, and he was a first-round pick. Unless you can stack talent and get boys to actually become men and then have to play, you're never going to be successful. Because perfect example with the Miami Hurricanes, Zion Nelson, the left tackle. Kid got destroyed his freshman year, and he should have, because he should have never played.
Right.
He came in at, 240?
Right.
Trying to be a left tackle, playing against Florida in the first game against their 2, I don't know, draft picks that are in the NFL right now, and got abused. And guess what? Now that he's become a young man and he's got the body for it, people are talking about he's a borderline first-round pick.
Right. Could be a top 20 pick, right.
If you never heard of Zion Nelson until his third year in the program, and he played last year, and all of a sudden everyone's talking about, oh, he's a great draft pick, guess what? That's what you need. You don't need a true freshman to come in here that weighs 240 and have to start left tackle.
No.
So that's the challenge for Mario. And listen, Mario's up for challenges. And I think Mario's going to be successful because We saw what he's done already with recruiting on the first 2 months that he came and stepped foot on campus.
The first day.
What are we, in the 70s, and then we finish in the top 15?
Right.
And now, you know, like you said, we got Gabby coming on for 24/7 Sports. We're going to ask more about the recruiting. But everything looks like the next couple weeks, the next month, is going to be a recruiting heaven success for Canes fans out there to rejoice and be a little bit more petty on Twitter, which I love seeing because our fans are so petty.
I love it.
Right. It's great.
I love it.
But I'm looking forward to seeing how this journey starts with them and seeing exactly Mario getting in those guys that fit his program, that fit that discipline, ready to work, ready to be hungry, don't care about the outside noise, and just want to work. Because once you get back to work, the more successful the team has, the more individual success guys have.
Right.
And I think that's harder to instill on guys nowadays because they have so much social media that fans have instant touch to them. They could just say, you should leave, you should come to our school, you're not getting used right, they suck, blah, 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 and they're gone. And that's going to be the most difficult part is getting the right mindsets of players that want to compete.
Mario's guys. That's what they need.
Mario's
right.
guys because, yep. you know, you'll hear from every other former player. Green Tree practice field was harder than the games. Because you were going against guys that were going to be first-round picks, Hall of Famers, UM Hall of Famers, College Hall of Famers, whatever you want to call it. It was literally, I used to sit back as a freshman, and it was more enjoyable watching practice than it was the game sometimes.
I believe it.
I mean, you got Sean Taylor going against Jeremy Shockey, Kellen Winslow going against DJ Williams, Vilma going against Frankie G, Portis, Willis McGee. I'm like, what's going on right now? This is ridiculous.
A lot of good players.
And I mean, you know, those are all first round Hall of Fame type guys.
Right.
And until you get back to that, we're not going to be successful. We're going to be what we've been, middle road guy, you know, middle road team, maybe
that's
have one good year,
here.
5 to 10 years.
Yep.
And that's why Mario's here to clean it all up. And I look forward to it.
All right, 305-567-0560 is the text machine. It's open all morning long if you want to get in here. Any questions from Monroe also you could throw out, and we will ask him during the show because basically I feel like he's my guest for the next 3.5 hours. All I want to do is talk about this Legends camp. I'm just infatuated with it.
I want to talk some Gator football too, man. Come on.
You got to tell me about this
collectiveness that they got going on there and that show they're running up there.
It's a bunch of rich dudes putting money in a pot because we got to
compete.
Are you
sure they're throwing in the pot? Because it sounds like it's not doing too well.
The pot's small.
Okay,
know?
Okay. I thought we were the poor school that everyone says from the Gator fans, but hey.
Listen, for a lot of years, I thought the same thing. And then all of a sudden, we got billionaires coming out of nowhere.
Hey,
it's unbelievable.
That's only one that's vocal. We got more on the way.
I know.
We got people that working behind doors that people don't know about.
Where are the Bull Gators at?
Where are they?
Bull Gators? Gotta catch up. All right, we'll get caught up right now. We're running late. We'll be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, a lot went on in the sports world over the weekend. Colorado Avalanche have won their first Stanley Cup since 2001. Game 6 last night, they beat Tampa Bay. Miami Marlins salvaged the series, by the way, 3-2 yesterday over the Mets. Everyone hates the Mets, right? Unless you're a Mets fan, you hate the Mets. So it was nice to see that also yesterday. And, yeah, so that's a little bit of your local stuff right there. We had another big local thing happen, Canes Legend Camp, over the weekend, too. Brian Monroe sitting in for Joe Rose this week. Vlad's here as well, sitting in for Hollywood. We'll talk more about that. We have a couple guests coming up here in the show. We'll talk to Randall Thrill Hill, by the way. That's coming up around 8:40 this morning. And Gabby Arrudia is going to join us also from 24/7 Sports to go over all the recruiting stuff and all the implications of this weekend in Legends Camp and what it did, as Brian said, a ton of 3-, 4-, and 5-star guys just all over the place, sprinkled in everywhere, along with that coaching staff and the legends that were just all over the place. What a recruiting thing. I thought it was great a couple years back when Mark Richt put in the Paradise Camp.
Yeah.
And I thought that, I said the day he did that. I mean, of course, you see other schools doing camps and even schools in the Big Ten and the SEC doing camps down here, which I think is just so nasty.
So sneaky.
It's so nasty to do that. I mean, listen, you know where, if the recruiting budget is X amount of dollars, you know that a big amount's going to be spent down here in South Florida from Palm Beach down, maybe even from Orlando down at that point, but really Palm Beach, Broward, Dade, even into the Keys. There is so much talent down here. That's what we make fun of all the time, and we call Nick Saban Helicopter Man and stuff like that, because these dudes just come down here and the budget is spent down here, and that's why the heavy hitters come down here also. It's not the third, fourth, or fifth guy in the recruiting list of the coaches that come down here. It's normally the head coach or that one guy that comes down here, because you know how important it is to grab a guy, two, or three from down here, as Nick's done the last couple years also. Last decade.
Sheesh. Right.
Georgia, everybody.
Look at everybody that's won a national championship in the last 10 years. I don't know, the last 100 years, whatever you want to call it. There's been key players from South Florida.
Of course.
Don't care what anybody says. Right. There's key players all over the field. And that's why Nick Saban comes on here, has gotten the best wide receiver, best secondary guys, and just sits on here and plucks away like, oh, I want that guy. I'm going to take him. What is it? The young man that balled in the national championship this past year, Dallas right. Turner from St. Thomas Aquinas.
Right.
Another kid is a freshman and is already on the list of best guys to know for next year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's one thing that Mario's going to be salivating over is that he now doesn't have to fly cross country from Oregon to go ahead and steal some guys from over here. And then listen, he was able to get the lineman from South Dade a couple years ago that was right. a 4-star to fly back, and now he transferred. But now you just got to go ahead and put your footprint on South Florida. And, you know, like they said back in the day in Schellenberger, put that fence around South Florida.
The state of Miami.
If you could just keep those guys home. And everyone always goes, ah, why are you going to go to Miami? They suck. They've been sucking for 20 years. And I said, you're right. We haven't played to our standard in the last 20 years. But if you look at the guys that were from South Florida and we were able to keep them here, we would be who we were back in the day. So just wait. And if they stay, and if you're never going to keep them all. We know that.
No, it's impossible.
But if you keep a high percentage of like the 5-stars and the high 4-star guys, you will be successful.
Right. And you also got to remember, too, down here in South Florida, and we're going to take a quick break to get all caught up again. The 3-star dudes that are playing in Dayton Broward are the 4- and 5-star guys playing around the country.
You just have to be able to identify those exact diamonds in the roughs and say, okay, that's a guy.
And we've had coaches down here at the University of Miami that don't even look, and they just look at a list of stars and go from there.
Yeah.
And that's where the program kind of was in flux for a while. When you're going out and trying to get the 5-star guy out of a state, that really would be like a 2- or 3-star guy in Dana Broward. If you put them in a game against, you know, St. Thomas or Central or Northwestern or any of these schools down here, they would get crushed. But they play in a school. He threw 55 touchdowns. He's a 5-star recruit. Comes down here, bust. It happens. And guess what? It's all changing now with Mario Cristobal. We've seen it so far. In a quarter of a time that he was able to recruit in the last recruiting cycle, look what he did. He didn't get 25 guys. He just got 7 or 8 or 9 really good players. And that's all that matters at this point. All right. Text machine is open, 305-567-0560. Let's get caught up, 7 o'clock hour right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.